Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. We're talking fake news today in just a moment.
Mueller Incorporated is a leading manufacturer of prefabricated steel buildings and residential metal roofing. For more than 85 years, our business has been built on a solid foundation of customer trust, satisfaction, and of course, a quality product. People like Texas Tom depend on Mueller.
Anybody can sell you a metal building. Mueller thinks outside the box. They work closely with the people that are erecting these buildings. They have a great coordination, great communication, and it's a very smooth transaction. I trust Mueller all the way. I have the assurance that Mueller is going to be here in the future when I need to expand my business, and I know that the quality will be the same year after year.
We want shopping for a steel building or metal roof for your home to be a pleasant experience. Mueller's goal is to understand your needs and provide help and assurance before, during, and after your purchase. Visit us online today at MuellerInc.com.
Back on Earth Day, President Joe Biden told the nation and the world that he wanted to reduce greenhouse gas emissions drastically in the next 10 to 20 years by about 50%. No specifics were given. That has precipitated some talk about, well, he's going to cut back, he's going to make people eat less beef. And I know that, you've probably been asked about that more than once.
Well, I tell you, we love a good political fight. NCBA has always been willing to jump in the ring and take on fights. But there's no fight here yet. And I think that's what's concerning, is there's a lot of bad information out there, information that came from the Daily Mail out of Great Britain that has just been latched onto by a lot of producers here saying you're only going to get 4 pounds of beef a year. No. None of that is accurate. None of that is right. If it was, I guarantee you would have heard it from NCBA first. That is not the case. The good part of this discussion is, again, this administration has welcomed us to the table and is basing their success in the realm of climate change and sustainability on us, on our engagement. They've made it very clear that they are not going to be successful in their goal making without agriculture. They're not going to be successful in addressing wildfire damage and disaster without grazing in agriculture and livestock. So we've been very pleased with where we're at. Now, let's be very clear. We're going into this with open eyes and looking at anything that could backfire on us.
So for now, anyway, the Biden administration, not really the enemy. However, there are those out there throwing rocks at the beef industry, including a website, Epicurious. They're a recipe website calling the beef industry a bad actor when it comes to climate change, saying that they would publish no more beef recipes going forward. The beef industry let some other folks do the talking and pushing back against Epicurious.
In the world today, celebrity chefs are a big part of American society and society as a whole. People will listen and watch and follow what celebrity chefs say. And that's how we responded to the decision by Epicurious to stop taking or publishing beef recipes, is we allowed the chefs and the influencers and the general consumers to use their voice to push back. And we were very pleased in the pushback that we saw. So this is one where Epicurious did not come out unscathed, because the very people who were looking to them for the recipes were saying, you are making a mistake and a bad decision. And that was, I think, reflected well upon beef lovers, and definitely reflected well upon the beef checkoff and the work that NCBA does as a contractor.
Finally, Colin, I know that your folks are looking at what if, when it comes within the industry, this current challenge to the checkoff of a petition drive to try to get signatures to call for a new referendum. What would be the game plan if indeed there were enough signatures out there come summertime when their one-year period is up?
The game plan is simple, Ron. We can showcase all the great work that is being done every single day, taking those dollars and using them to protect this industry. And the Epicurious example is one that I just talked about. You know, that response did not come from NCBA. And the reason why it didn't come from NCBA is because Epicurious and other groups would have expected us to come out and say negative things. But we were able to use that checkoff dollar to get those influencers, those chefs, the consumers to push back on our behalf. And that, I think, is something that a lot of producers probably don't understand or don't appreciate. And I think we can continue to do more to showcase the great work that we are doing as a contractor. And when people see it firsthand, I think they'll think twice about whether or not they want to eliminate the checkoff. And that's something we need to make very clear. The referendum is not about changing the checkoff or improving the checkoff. The referendum is about killing the checkoff, period. So I would urge everybody who's listening to think about that before they make the decision on whether or not they want to sign that petition, because that message we know is not being being pushed out there by those who are behind or supporting this particular referendum and the petition behind it.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the beef buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock will be offering over 30,000 head in their next regular video auction, broadcast live on Thursday, May 6th at 8 a.m. on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. 30,000 head plus 9,100 yearling steers, 8,100 yearling heifers, 5,600 weaned calves, and 6,500 calves on cows. If you'd like more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.